You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's John Harbaugh talking about Rashad Bateman. We had a caller yesterday brought up that he was in a walking boot, which at the time I didn't know.
I didn't either.
But he was. And he told from ESPN, Kimberly Martin, that it was a high ankle sprain from the play where he was stopped short of the goal line. Got up. I don't remember him limping or hitching to giddy up. Got a two-point conversion after the Andrews TD, but after the game, hurt. But that's the head coach of the Ravens. Turning up Tuesday, Nirvana, chosen by you, the people. Hip drop, which is illegal. Remember Mark Andrews a couple years ago?
Oh, yep.
Catastrophic. Same guy. Bengals. Lamar on the sideline on that Thursday night game. But I didn't see it to be egregious, the hip drop that cost him, you know, who knows, maybe a game. You just heard John Harbaugh saying that he doesn't think he's going to be out for a while. And even Andrews telling Kimberly Martin, Bateman, that, you know, I don't expect to be out, but we'll see. It's sprained. We've all had sprained ankles in whatever walk of stepping in a hole, falling down steps, playing sports to whatever level. Sprained ankles suck, and high ankle sprains are even worse because they linger. Yeah. They're like borderline cracked bone there. But did you see a hip drop where John Harbaugh was even questioning whether or not he'd get in trouble for that?
I guess we'll find out, Bob, if that guy gets fined. You know, if he gets fined.
There's no penalty on the play.
There was no penalty, but then they'll go back and fine him, you know, and we'll see. But I'd have to go back and look at it. I mean, if Harbs seemed like he was kind of bitching about it, that it was hip drop. I mean, those referees were calling everything else, you know. So, I don't know. But I'm with you, Bob. I mean, if you have a high ankle sprain, you know, if you get it right there. I mean, we saw with Andrew. You know, it's hard to, you know, you're limping off. You know, you're grabbing your ankle or something. And like you said, he caught the two-point. He looked good catching a two-point play.
I would say
not high. I would think it would be kind of a low ankle.
If anything's wrong with Rashad Bateman right now, it's like he's not getting the ball.
Agree.
Target
with that.
Share is way down. Not even in the same zip code as Zay Flowers in regards to targets.
Nobody is. Yeah. Nobody's in that zip code.
So, hey, Bateman got paid, had the breakout season in 2024. You expect he'd build on that, if anything. I mean, it's more like it was a couple years ago where kind of forgot he's even on the team from time to time. But we'll see if things can unfold for him. Speaking of injuries, Marlon Humphrey finger got hurt at practice, and he's talking about getting surgery. Could be out for a couple of games here, just as the defense is starting to come together a little bit.
Yeah, and if he doesn't have surgery, he'll play this week. So I guess we'll find out, like Harb says, we'll find out a lot on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, or at least that's the next time Harb talks, and we'll see if Marlon has surgery, doesn't have. I don't know. I guess it's for, if he has surgery, Bob, it's for long-term, you know, for him. Long-term, excuse me. But otherwise, I don't know when. There's no good time to have surgery till the season's over now. I mean, because there's no bye or anything.
Yeah, you're in the second week of November.
Yeah.
I think I'd be surprised if he didn't play. I mean, look, he had the extra bandaging on his left hand for this past game against the Vikings.
And he still caught it.
Exactly. Didn't impede him from coming down with an interception. I think in his head, you know, sure, I get the surgery, maybe I miss a game. But like Vinny said, I mean, how do you pick that spot? You know, it's a lighter schedule, but even still, I think after everything the team went through earlier this year, all hands on deck mentality,
well,
for sure.
I guess, Nolan, to that point, you know, I don't know how long the recovery would be, but if you're going to have surgery, you have it Friday morning after Thanksgiving, you know, because you're playing Thursday night, and then you got
You have three games coming up in, like,
yeah,
a little less than 3 weeks here.
Maybe. Well, Harbaugh did take more of the cautious approach, where he said, you know, doctors say one game. To me, that translates two. So the choice... Yeah. Well, he's just playing it safe, you know, just saying, all right, look, I'm not putting it out there right now that if he gets the surgery, he'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's never as it seems when it comes to the time frame for the injuries. But like you said, Nolan, he looked like a guy that didn't appear to be laboring with a hand, got picked, and he's been playing well the last few weeks.
He got burned on the deep ball.
Yeah.
You know, other than that, because he came up, made some tackles and stuff too, throw his body around. Yeah, I was. I don't know what finger.
Well, he's got 10 of them.
Yeah. Well, what's the consequence if he doesn't have? You know, is finger going to be all messed up? I don't know.
But just seeing the picture
Locke
of him
one off
on Sunday. I mean, that thing's wrapped up. It's like a club. I mean, I don't even know if any of his fingers were exposed.
I didn't even notice it, right, to be totally honest.
But so, I don't think he's going to re-injure it if he's got that thing wrapped up.
It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan will come back. Vinny's Dirty Dozen, who are the 12 best teams in the NFL. Through 10 weeks, wrapped up last night. Not exactly the most exciting Monday night game. But if you're Philadelphia, you'll take it. Wins matter, man. We're in the second week of November. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. We'll talk about the Ravens. Winners of three in a row. Trying to get to 500 this Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Whip around length 15. I watched the Wizards-Pistons game last night. It was on Peacock, by the way, and the picture kept interrupting, especially when Detroit hit the game-tying three. But you have Detroit, the number one seed in the East right now. Wizards, now losers of nine in a row. Textbook example of how bad teams lose games. We'll get into that during the whip. And then notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cincy. We're going to Cleveland as we're heading into the Thanksgiving-ish portion of the NFL schedule.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.